Some 162,000 Burundians who have been living as refugees in Tanzanian settlements for more than 3 decades accepted the government's offer to apply for citizenship. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahechich says the government of Tanzania granted citizenship Tuesday to a first group of 3,568 Burundian refugees.
The decision marks a major milestone in a program that will bring to a close one of the world's most protracted refugee situations. It also represents the first time that any country in Africa has naturalized refugees on such a scale.
In 1972, some 218,000 Burundians fled to Tanzania to escape violence in their country. Early last year, the Tanzanian government gave these refugees a choice to either return home or to apply for Tanzanian citizenship. Mahechich says the UNHCR saw this as an opportunity not to be missed. He says the UNHCR advocated on behalf of the refugees with the governments of Tanzania and Burundi and offered to provide tangible assistance both to those who decided to return home and to those who opted to stay in Tanzania.
And so some 162,000 of the original caseload decided to stay and applied for naturalization. The final breakthrough basically came this Tuesday when the Tanzanian Minister of Home Affairs granted citizenship to the first group of applicants. Out of 3,570 individuals, only 2 were rejected. At the same time, the Tanzanian government reaffirmed its commitment to finalize the processing of the remaining population before the end of the year.
In the meantime, Mahechich says the UNHCR has helped to return 45,000 Burundian refugees who decided they wanted to go back to the homes they fled decades ago. He says the agency will assist another 9,000 refugees to return in the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.